Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Obviously, quite a big age gap between you and Lewis. How did it work in terms of growing up? Because a lot of attention was having to shift onto his career from a very young age, but a lot to deal with you. So were you living together full-time as brothers, or because you're half-brothers, was he splitting his time with his mum? Mm-hmm. How did it work?
No, so we are half brothers. But from all I remember is Lewis lived with me and my mum and our dad. So it was us four in the house. And that was how it always was. Lewis is nearly 8 years older than me. He acts 8 years younger most of the time. but he's 8 years my elder, or seven and a bit. And, life wasn't meant to be about motorsport. We never planned to do motor racing, and we never planned to now be at the top of the food chain within motorsport. But at the time I was growing up, it was to focus now on Lewis's career. It was all about him, and I had no jealousy. I wasn't worried. I just was a part of the family, and whatever my family were doing, I would support. And so there was no bad blood. There was nothing. We just got on really well, like a house on fire as always. And it just gets more difficult as time goes on. We initially just ended up being, or started out just being a normal black family wanting to race go-karts. And then it got to a point where we're now, or Lewis got more well-known, which then put the Hamilton family in more of a spotlight. So then you have to be careful what you say, who you put yourself around. And then that, has an effect on, what you do on a daily basis. So it was never planned. It just, snowballed.
Yeah, I mean, you say never planned, but you guys have got incredible tenacity, application. I wonder in a way whether the focus being on Lewis, as you said, and just a genuine love between you two, which by the way you can always see, there's just such a natural, I don't know, energy between you two. I just see his whole face change as soon as he sees you, which is just lovely. He often praises you and credits you for sort of keeping his life in perspective. But I wonder, in a way, with the focus being on him, whether that took the pressure off you in a way with your condition to grow up on your own terms. Do you think that's fair?
No, I mean, I was never under pressure. I just had to, it was all to do it for myself, really. It's my parents wanted the best for me. And I'm sure, you being a parent yourself, Nat, that a parent can only wish something on for their child. It's actually up to their child to make it happen. and their child has their own wishes that they would like to do or focus on, or dreams they want to focus on. And at the time, I wasn't all about overcoming my condition. My parents just wanted a life for me that, wasn't that difficult, considering that I was born already in a difficult situation. It wasn't until I was, 15 and I'd gone through all these bullies and situations and stuff where, I explain it, when you get to 15, you sort of start growing into yourself. You you know, start liking girls and wanting to go out to with your mates, and you know, whether that's just on the street corner or you want to go to a party or something like that. And I was just struggling with the usual or normal things to do.
And in terms of how much time you're able to spend with Lewis now, obviously he doesn't live on your doorstep anymore, doesn't live in the same house as you anymore, but you do sometimes come to races. I know we haven't had any yet this season, but just describe how you do support each other, because it's definitely, it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. And you know, with relationships, with family, it always ebbs and flows. You can get things that you agree with, things you don't agree with, things you fall out on, things you don't fall out on. And me and Lewis, especially in our situation where we can't really hang out that often, it's important that we are on the same sort of wavelength, but realize that it's okay to have differing opinions. And you know, he's very supportive in me and what I want to achieve and what I want to do. Sometimes it's difficult for him to see it, but he's, you know, understands it more and more as time goes on. And you know, with me, with regards to Lewis, I'm his biggest fan. He has thousands and millions of fans across the world, but no one is as big a fan of him as I am. And if anybody wants to challenge me, then I'll take them on that one. But yeah, I don't think he realizes, you know, how much he means to me. I'm so proud of him. And you know, to see where he's come from, you know, from being just a poor black kid, with actually not much going for him, to now be, you know, known as one of the most influential sporting athletes, not just in the UK but in the world, means so much to me that he's been able to achieve that. And I still can't believe that he's doing that, because, you know, who are we to have this sort of effect on people? You know, we're just a general normal family. And remember the days of, you know, carters and kids wearing Michael Schumacher helmets, and whenever you asked a kid down the road and said, you know, what do you want to do when you're older, and they say you want to be the next Michael Schumacher, we were like, oh yeah, it's cool. But now it's, I want to be the next Lewis Hamilton. And you see helmets of Lewis, you know, going around the circuits, and it's just, you know, different kids just being involved in motorsport, and now different colours and creeds involved in motorsport. And I purely feel that is down to Lewis's impact on the sport. And everybody knows Lewis, that he, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve, and that he, you know, went through a period of time where he would say stuff that made mistakes, and you know, some people liked, some people hated, and whatever. But he's now become a very grounded individual, to where he's very respectful with all the decisions he makes. And yeah, I'm honestly so proud of him, and I can't believe that he's going for his 7th world title. You know, we would have just been grateful just to get one, you know, especially in that 2008 Brazil finale. One would have been enough, but the bloody bug has gone and done 6, which is incredible. So yeah, I'm so proud of him. And I could talk about him forever, because my life has evolved around him, but not through not through hateful eyes, just proudness isn't a word, but from pride, from pure pride. So yeah.
Do you ever feel frustrated when he gets unduly criticised? Because I feel that sometimes he's a bit misunderstood, and he does a hell of a lot behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about, which he could shout from the rooftops about, but he doesn't. I think there's, as you say, millions of fans all around the world, but I think he should be knighted. I know that we're biased because we're in Formula One, but His list of achievements is astonishing. And sometimes I feel that he gets pigeonholed and criticised unfairly. Would you agree with that?
I'm a true believer in everybody's open to or free to have their opinion and their own say. You know, because if everybody thought the same thing, the world would be boring. You're always going to, you know, to get people that always want to pull you down a couple of pegs. And that is, sometimes it could be true and you can applaud them for that. And then other areas or reasons could be just purely, you know, unjust and not really deserved. You know, and I get just the same, you know, so going into touring cars, for example, I only get signed for a team and people have a go at me for it. So it's just the way the world is. And I think it doesn't actually matter how successful you are or not. People are always going to try and pull you down if they feel that they need to. So Lewis, or with Lewis, you know, he only needs to stay true to himself. And he knows he's not done everything perfect, and it's impossible to do that because no one is perfect. And especially in his world, you know, everything he does, as soon as he walks out of the front door, you know, he can be criticized for it. But he's learned how to deal with that, and he's become very strong in knowing what is right and what is wrong. I trust him so much and believe him so much with what he does, or believe in him so much in what he does, that I'm not worried about it. And if people want to, you know, pull him down about certain things, that's their choice. We just know who we are, and deep down I know who he is. And all these guys that you know, want to spring negativity on us and the Hamilton family as a whole, my answer is, well, they don't know where we've come from to be where we are today. So that's all we need to keep in ourselves and be proud of ourselves. And we're not actually doing it for anybody else but ourselves, to be fair. Lewis is racing for himself, and he wanted to make achievements, and he wanted to focus on his goal, and he wasn't expecting the fame from it.
And I guess you're right, it does come with the territory, unfortunately. There's that level of scrutiny, and it's just a shame. I mean, I suppose you just always have to remind yourself it's a projection of others when they get critical.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at @in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.